Good morning, Bill. Welcome back, Pete.
Thank you, sir.
Pete had a
nice vacation.
He did.
Yeah, I was telling you, I was trying out my new vacation home. It's my regular home. I was there while I was on vacation.
This is a regular home.
This is my regular
home. Well, I almost called you to be serenaded again, but I didn't.
Well, so, yes.
You were on vacation.
I was ready to go with all your favorite, anything in the hymnal you want, Dr. Steve. I'm ready for you.
He takes
there
requests.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, welcome back. I'm glad you had
Thank
a good
you.
Time.
Thank you.
Steve, I know that you have opinions, but we have to make the Alpha Media lawyers satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you better fasten your seatbelts, boys. It's going to be a bumpy ride this morning.
Look out.
One man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion. Doesn't necessarily reflect the management, advertisers, or on-air personalities of WLIP. Just means that after serving 22 years on the city council and representing the neighborhood,
that
was...
Is that, were you on the city council? What?
If they would have had social distancing back then, I'd still be on the city council.
Well, you never showed up for meetings anyway.
Yeah, you pioneered social distancing.
Right. That's exactly right. But one man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion, and doesn't reflect anybody else's opinion but mine. After all, you threw me off now. You threw me off. Anyways, one man's opinion is just that, mine. So that's the end of it. So
that's the end of it. Should I put hand sanitizer on before this? It's going to be a barn burner, right?
Yeah, you better believe it. So I don't quite remember when it was. I think it was Sunday or Monday of last week. I'm just finishing up a nice dinner and sitting at the table and getting ready to go sit in my chair. And my son comes up from the basement and says, Dad, there's a protest coming down 22nd Avenue. Started in the uptown. I said, oh, boy, here we go. So I walk outside and I, sit on the front porch waiting for this massive protest to come by him. And first of all, let me just state that I'm 100% behind any type of a protest. I've always been the guy that's at the leader of the pack. So I don't mind what you protest, what the cause is. You have a right to do that. But what really bothers me is Facebook had, it was over 100 people and 50 cars involved. Mm. Well, that's a sizable protest. Now, I don't know what happened from the uptown to my house on 22nd and 73rd Street, but there were maybe two cars and about 20 people walking down the middle of the street. Now, that's not the part that bothers me, okay? The part that bothers me is there were two squads leading this pack of 20 people. There were two squads bringing up the rear. There were two bike cops on bikes. And there was another squad car at 75th and 22nd to stop traffic. Now, I don't know how many squads are on a shift, but when I was on the council, it was eight squads. And here you got a protest, and what I was told, this was a pop-up protest. They didn't have permission to do this. They didn't let anybody know. So, of course, cops scramble, and five squads were occupied with this protest. And you got to ask yourself, who's protecting the rest of the city? Now, what would be the difference then? Let's say I wanted to celebrate my Irish heritage. And let's say, 500 or 600 of my closest friends decided to walk down the middle of the street on 22nd Avenue from my house to, let's say, the Sunnyside Club.
Okay.
And let's say I had some bagpipers with me to join me just to create some ambiance. Oh, that's right. I did that 10 years ago.
Yeah, you did that.
We called it a St. Patrick's Day parade without the proper permission and the permit, and I got a $132 ticket. So now, what I've learned through this is we're going to do it again on March 17th without a permit, but we're not going to call it a St. Patrick's Day parade. We're going to call it a St. Patrick's Day protest.
Wow.
Because if you have a parade, you get ticketed. If you have a protest, nobody cares.
Well,
what do you think of them, Apple?
Wait a minute. Now, Steve, don't you think, I understand that. I get all that, but don't you think in today's climate that may have not been an overreaction?
Well, first of all, you got 20 people tying up traffic walking down the middle of the street. Tell them to walk on the sidewalk. You can protest anything you want, and I'm not even talking about the cause at this point. I'm just talking about the fact that you tied up, most of the force, the police force, and the city probably wasn't prepared for it. That's all, So I've learned a little something this week. I'm having a St. Patrick's Day protest. I don't know what the hell we're going to protest, but we're going to call it a protest.
But it's actually
going
to be a parade.
Parading
protest.
I get a ticket for an illegal parade. I'm going to call it a protest. And I can walk down the middle of the street. In fact, I might walk down the middle of I-94. You never know.
You know, I don't know.
Don't do that.
I don't know, Dr. Steve, who you... this has already really hit the presses nationwide, and apparently the Gordon Chamber of Commerce is going to send you a letter having to do... pertaining to your... pertaining to your illegal protests.
The Gordon Chamber of Commerce, you might want to Google search that.
Please Google. Somebody needs to
Gordon,
Google.
Gordon, Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, and you'll see my good buddy... Raymond O. Meisner. Oh, did I bring that name up again?
You did. Well, he's the one who called you out for your parade back in the day.
He called me out for my parade. Now he's been charged with 5 felony counts.
Whoops.
Embezzling from the Gordon Chamber of Commerce. Google search that. If you guys are listening at home, Google search Raymond O. Meisner, Gordon, Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. It's a very interesting article.
Wow. Yeah. See, we brought it full circle one way or another,
Dr.
Steve.
Sure did. Silly string and candy throwing notwithstanding.
Maybe he'll join me. Maybe he'll come back from Nebraska and join me for my St. Patrick's Day protest.
Special guest star. It's one man's opinion, not necessarily my opinion, Pete's opinion, Alpha Media staff, management, advertisers, or my aunt and uncle Jerry Hortense.
Okay, well, now careful there. Careful there, because I'm going to protest you in a minute.
I'm going to keep my windows and doors locked. I don't need trouble.
The 22nd Avenue drawbridge lifted.
Lifted up now. He is Steve Casey. It's one man's opinion. Steve, we'll talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Hey, who has more fun on a Monday morning?